In the beginning of Parsha Shmini, the Pesukim tell us, Vayibayim HaShmini, Karmoy Shal Aaron was one of Ziki Yisrael. Vayibayim HaShmini was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, one of the greatest days in the history of the world. It's called in other places in Chazal, Yom Simchas Libay. It was the Yom HaKamas Ayol Moed. Yom Simchas Libay. Another place, Lashon Chazal, Rash, Boten Rashi, Megillah, Yud HaMabez. It's a tremendous day of Simcha. It was a day that there's going to be Ashras HaShechina, which is one of the points of the creation of the world, that there should be Ashras HaShechina B'tachtoinim in this earthly world. Pesukim tell us, Ayim HaShmini, on this day, that there was a whole Seder of Kabbanis that Aaron had to do in order to bring down the Ashras HaShechina. And then Behemshech, the Pesukim tell us in the process of the terrible tragedy that took place. B'nei Aaron, Nadav Aviu, they were Makav Eishzor, and the Pesuk says, V'teitzeyesh mifnei Hashem, v'teichol yisam yamus lifnei Hashem. Tremendous tragedy. Nadav Aviu were killed on the same day as the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. Besides the tremendous tragedy of the death of Nadav Aviu, which were Daily Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and in a certain aspect, they were gdolim from Moshe of Aaron. Daily Hadar, to lose the Daily Hadar. Perhaps even more tragic, or part of the great tragedy, was the timing. This is an unbelievable nekuda. Timing of this Mises Nadav Aviu is on the same very day of Yom Simchas Libay. This is a Tamiyaner. What is the pshat of this timing? Now, the reason for Mises Nadav Aviu, famous, the Baal Turim brings the six different reasons. Rashi actually brings in the Pasuk only two of them. Rashi brings the Gemara in Eirvin that they were Meir HaLocha, Bifnei Rabbi, Bifnei Moshe. Second reason is that at one point they entered Shtuya Yayin into the Mikdash. Yeah, they went to Shtuya Yayin into the Mikdash. Oh. But what Tzarek Bir is that there's the six, there's a lot of Shitas, different Shitas. One of the sheets the Baal Turim brings is that the B'shas Ma'an Torah, they actually looked at HaKadosh Baruch, looked at the Shechina, they weren't supposed to. Now, a few men of the sheets, it's Tzarek Chiyin, why is the timing now? It's the reason why they observed the Neinish. So why did the timing come now? I feel the pshat that it was because of the Eish Zara, so maybe we can understand, but again, it's only one of the six reasons, and the Sim Rashi doesn't bring that reason here. It seems like sacred reasons or other reasons, so what is this timing? At all times, the Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses them to mete out their punishment for whatever the pshat their hate was. Picks the day of Yom Simchas Libay. The Yagdala Tmiya, the Tmiya is even greater. This wonder is greater. It's on Chazal, the Rashi brings earlier in Pashas Mishpatim. Pasuk state the Yeruah to like Yisrael, like at that time where another Avil looked where they weren't supposed to look. So Rashi brings down the Staklu v'tzisu v'neschayvu mitzah. They looked and they were chayv mitzah. So Rashi, Shaloi Rotsa Kadosh Baruch Hu La'arvev Simchas HaTorah. Why not Kadosh Baruch Hu? He killed them immediately because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to mix and ruin the Simchas HaTorah of the V'himtim l'nodav aviyu ad yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. And rather he waited till the day of Chanukas HaMishkan, which is in our parasha, Yom Shmini the Yom HaKol HaHel Zemim. So everyone is asking this question. So you don't want to ruin Simchas Ma'antar, but Simchas Hasras Hashchina, Simcha of the day, the base of Mikdash, Simcha of the day, which is Kiyoim, Simcha of Yoim, Simcha Sliboy, that you do want to ruin. That's even that from Kaimai. So this is Ramesh, Atmi and Neira, this we have to understand. There was a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Nadav Aviyah, but why the timing? Why did he choose this day, which is called Chanukas HaMishkan, which was Yoim Simcha Sliboy from the greatest days of Simcha? Why was Ma'arviv? Why did he mishin and ruin, so to speak, the Simcha, or at least tarnish the Simcha? So there's the emphasis that the Pesuk and the Pasuk, next Pasuk, comes to answer this question. Back to the Tetzi Eishmas, and Hashem, the Pasuk says after that, Yom Moshe Aaron, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Leimer B'Krovi HaKadosh Ha'Pnei Kala'am Kovet V'Yidem Aaron. Apparently Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to answer this question. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan has to be B'Krovi HaKadosh. Rashi says, he said, eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside the Mishkan to be a place where we meet Klai Yisrael, v'nikdash b'chvoidi. He said, on the day that there's going to be HaKamas HaMishkan, v'nikdash b'chvoidi. אל תקרי בכבודי ומכובדי. אמר לי מויש של אהרן, אהרן אוכי יודע יסי שיש קדש הבייס במיודו של מוקם. ויסי סובר אוי ביוי בך. עכשיו רואי אני שהם גדולים ממני וממך. זאת מויש רבנו, there has to be a קדוש הסבייס, a special pronunciation, announcement of, declaration of, the קדוש הסבייס, expression of a קדוש הסבייס, and that's accomplished by מיסס נדב אהרן. And מיסס נדב אביו, I'm sorry. Seems to be that's what Moshe is saying, saying this is the exact timing. It had to coincide with Hakamas HaMishkan. Yeah. If we could understand that it seems to be Rashi saying this is part of actually the Chanukah Habayis. That's the Lashon. She's Kadesh Habayis. Ma'an Torah wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating a house that's for him. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates his house, it's going to be his house where he lives with Kai, so to speak. He lives with us. The Mimiskadish the bias, that's the time we have to do Kedusha Sabayas, and how is that? Al Yedei Mises Nadavaren. What's the Pshat? Rashi says later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always a din mitadike, misyorei, umisali, umiskalis. There's a special Kedusha. What is the idea of Kedusha? Kedusha means when something is designated, it's mufrash, it's sanctified. When a lady is separated, she's designated to one husband, to one man, no one else could touch her. She's off limits. She's separate, designated for a specific point. When something is given over to Hegedish, it cannot be used for Hegedit use, for mundane use. Specifically, it's excluded for this exclusive use. The house of Hashem is a house where it runs according to Ratzon Hashem. In other places in the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he allows for Ra, he allows Kaviyochel, will do against his Ratzon. In the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create an ambiance, an atmosphere, a place where it's clear that any steer, any sort of drifting, slight step away from what's 100% Ratzon Hashem, this is going to be met with me, this Adin, this boundaries. If you step out of line, this is not the place. And here's the Chiddush. Another review, all the Chatoim, according to all the Chatoim, everything they did, it wasn't that they were doing something mundane, they weren't doing Averis directly. They were all different versions of trying to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the wrong way. And even that, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu always did with Tzaddik, G'dayli Yisrael, were veering a little bit in the most smallest way, iota away from Ratzon Hashem, even that, is out of the framework of the Kedusha of Ritzayin Hashem Malkoim that has to be in his bias, in his house. This is part of the Kedusha's bias. But we still have to understand, so that's the Taich. The Taich is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked to choose a time to make this an announcement. It happened to be on the day of Kedusha Sabayis. I'd like to add on a little bit more. I think there's an added layer. But it's not only that he didn't. This is actually part of the Etzem Chanukah Sabayis. This is exactly what's needed to create a bias. What is a bias? A bias is Be'etzem a mokum of Shechina, a mokum of Dveikus, where Kal Yisrael is Mizdabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where we live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mokum of Kirva. It's a mokum of Ava. Sukkim saying, Shereshim, that's Toichai Rots of Ava. They say about the Mikdash and the Mishkan, Toichai Rots of Ava, it's a mokum of Ava. Dafki here was HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make an announcement. He had to create, I would call it a context. When you create a mayas, a bias of Ava, there's very big danger that since the focus over here is Ava, there's a kesher of Ava over here, so there'll be a loss of all boundaries. There'll be a loss of our boundaries when we focus on Ava many times. Ava belongs to a closeness, the pressure of love, and there's no boundaries. Dafki here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Mokom of Ava, this Mokom of Ava has to be surrounded and embedded in Yira. It has to be the backdrop of the Ava is Yira. Yira boundaries. Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avek that Dafka in the bias, in the bias, there has to be boundaries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu, but he's Malkeinu. We never can forget that. And this is such an important point. When you have Ava B'li'ira, first of all, Ava B'li'ira believes that eventually a person could go off, he could become so close, another place in Chazal, in the Sifri of Parshas Eschan, and it says, if you need Ava and Yira, you should Ava and Yira, because if you only have Ava, you come to be Boyet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, boyet? It means, first of all, sometimes you feel too comfortable, too heimish. And you could go off a little bit. You can go off. You can go off and veer off from the Ratzon. Maybe something even more deeper, directly in the Gaya to the Ava. When you have too much Ava, you start to lose value in the Etzem Kesher. You really, it ends up losing out what the whole point of the Ava is. Anyone knows, in the Kesher of Ava, eventually, when you come so close, you start valuing, you start losing value for the person you have a relationship with. In the Lashon of the Gemara, it means, because the Lashon is Libay Gazba. When people come too close, they become Libay Gazba. They become, you lose. And in any relationship that's so problematic, Kol Shekein v'Kol Shekein be'ikar, v'gabi Yatsura of the Kesher of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kesher of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of Chazal, is Atu, Chavusa Klapi Shmai Yiga. Are we ever equals with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? We always have to remember that a Kesher of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the true emes of Kesher, to come close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is always has to be infused with Yira. It's a fusion of Ava and Yira. They go together, Ava and Yira. This is the actual, the atmosphere of the bias. This is the bias of Hashem. Chanukas HaMishkan required this announcement, the Kroiz HaKadosh. Ma'an Teru, what Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't creating a bias. Well, Yira didn't need this. This is actually part of the Simcha. This is actually mitzarev to the Simcha of the Chanukas HaMishkan. Because now we're going to have a place to live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the right surah. Be'emes, come out all the chatoim of Nadav, obviously it's on their level. We should have such chatoim. But it was all in this same arena. It was all different things where there was too much a certain nekuda of Yasser Ava and a certain nekuda of Libay Gazba or Alocha Bifnei Rabba. All nekudas, they looked at the Shechina. And this is so important when it comes to the makom of the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, we see you need Ava and Yira. In Musaf, every Shabbos, Musaf Shabbos, we talk about the Kabbonis reading, we say, Musaf Yem HaShabbos is there. Nasiv Nakav Zavanecha Ba'avo Kimitzu Sinecha. It's all about Ava. But yet we say every day in the Yirotz and after Shemoneh Esheh, Shibbona Beis HaMikdash, saying, Shom Navodcha Be'yira. Shom Navodcha Be'yira. Is it Ava or is it Yira? The Teretz is Hainuach. Ava and Yira, they go together when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they need to be forever present. The Pesukim say, Toichoi Rotzof Ava. The Medayik in the words, the inside, what do you mean the inside? First, there's a boundary. There's walls to the Mishkan. There's rules. You can't enter the Mishkan without the proper. If you're Tomei, you can't enter the Mishkan. Certain Zorim can't go past a certain place. You need to be Makadish or Damaglad. There's rules. There's a Seder. There's boundaries. Remember, this is a Malkenu. Remember, don't lose appreciation. This message of the Kredi HaKadosh, which is the way we live in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is so important for our generation. Everyone knows our generation is the generation where the vocabulary has become all Ava. In all yeshivas, and it has a big makom, we try to talk about it as Ava because that's the vibe that touches the hearts of our generation. We were missing Chuneiro, a lot of warmth, and we definitely do the warmth. There's a lot more to speak about this in a different venue. But we're missing Ava. Everyone wants Ava. The raid, the talk about speaking openly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking for Ava, to do mitzvahs of Ava, it's so important. But, and this is such a big but, so many people are veered off. So many people lose it. Because Ava without remembering that he's Malkeinu, and Ava without remembering the Kroivei HaKadosh, eventually not only could you do things that are against Ratzon Hashem, but even you actually don't end up getting the true kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the true kesher of Ava cannot be without boundaries. When you have the kesher of Ava, you want the closeness. You end up losing real appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes like a tomato in the shuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a tomato in the shuk where you could toss it and you could do whatever you want with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Niskadosh Ilah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gavoya Me'al Gavoya. When we remember this, it's not only do we have the Yira, it's not only we have the fact of Yira, which is extremely important, that's what keeps us, that's actually what brings us to the Ava. The Ava is only complete, B'kroivei HaKadosh. Hu Asher Dibar, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Hu Asher Dibar, Leimor, Hu Asher Dibar Hashem, Leimor, B'kroivei HaKadosh. This, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it into the Gedushas HaBayis, like Rashi says, this is what makes our atmosphere. This is what creates a true relationship of Ava and Kirva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Good Shabbos.